You know in your heart of hearts that this show is a gift you would never think of returning. So there, America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki and Karen DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Karen DeFalco will be by in mere moments. Our guest this hour is legendary British rocker Ian Hunter. You remember Ian as the frontman of Mott the Hoople all those years ago. Ian had quite a career as a solo artist and producer and writer, and he inspired so many artists that came after him. He has this boxed set out right now. It should be in a refrigerator box. It's that big. It's 30 discs, 28 CDs, 2 DVDs. He throws in a bunch of posters. It's all things Ian Hunter, and so we will talk with the aforementioned Ian Hunter. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the latest Denzel Washington film, Fences. Then the question, the age-old question, to anti-back or not to anti-back? Do you find yourself smearing yourself in Purell every minute of the day, or are you of the thought that you can't do this because you're killing off the good bacteria? Well, we will talk about it, and we will try to answer that question. Then, New Year's resolutions. Do you do them, or are they just fodder for you? Some people take them quite seriously, and then they forget about them February 1st. Other people forget about them January 3rd. Kara and I will have a complete discussion on New Year's resolutions. We start things off this hour with the gifts that you receive this holiday season. The ones you didn't like, the ones you wanted to get rid of because you could not stand them. First of all, you had to open the present in front of the person who gave it to you. And here is what proves your acting chops. If it's something you detest and you're like, why did they get this for me? I don't want this. I don't need this. This is terrible. Instead, oh, this is terrific. I really wanted this. I need another one of these. And all of a sudden, you're thinking, what do? I got to get rid of it. So you get home, you go to the stores as soon as they open after the holidays. First thing is, you get stuck on these lines that are ridiculous. When you go back to some of the major stores to return something the day after Christmas or whatever, any time this past week, you're met by this giant queue that has about 75 to 100 people in it. You feel like you're trying to get on Space Mountain down at Disney World. And no, you're just trying to return some gift you hate. So you finally get up to the counter and you're met by a service clerk that doesn't want to be there. And you're told that your store credit is only $3.50. And there are some stores that pull this. You know, the person who bought it for you spent like $16, but instead you're going to get $3 or $4. And whoop-de-doo, you got rid of it, but you wasted 20 minutes online to get $3.50 back. Or what if it's a type of knick-knack that you have to put up in your house and you just hate? Your house is decorated a completely different way. You don't need this. This is why, on this show, for years now, we have been screaming about the benefits of gift cards. See, because a gift card, you can go get what you want. You can spend it when you want to. You don't even have to spend it now. You can go and you can, oh my goodness, I could buy this, I could buy that. No. You don't have to deal with all this. Oh, why are they buying this for me? I know somebody who bought somebody else shoes for Christmas. Shoes? Now, aren't shoes one of the more intimate forms of millinery clothing that you buy for yourself? You have to go to the store and you have to try them on. I'm not talking about slippers or anything like that. I was talking about a pair of dress shoes. People should not be buying that for one another. That crosses a big line. Buy me a book. Buy me a gift card. Yeah, you can even buy me a shirt if you want. When you start buying me shoes... And then don't buy me underwear, because then you get in trouble with the significant other, because flags start going up and red lights start going off and the significant other starts wondering what the hell is going on in the first place. And you don't need that to start off 2017, do you not? Of course you don't. But giving gifts, use some common sense, because the person you're giving it to does not want to spend 45 minutes on a line because then they got to get rid of it because they didn't like it in the first place. So there. Our gift-giving advice to you. Stay with us. Ian Hunter is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Scientists now believe that less food intake actually helps animals to live longer. That means humans, too. Even back in 1935, Cornell University found that 30% fewer calories caused a 40% increase in the lifespan of mice. This kind of increase is equivalent to a human living to 160 years old. Less food has also increased the lifespan of yeast cells and worms, fruit flies, monkeys, and, I love this, Labrador retrievers. And it's not just a matter of years either. You see, these various species not only live longer, but they live significantly more active lives than their non-dieting counterparts. And they also have fewer instances of diseases that are associated with aging, like cancer. Does that mean humans should adopt a less food, live longer diet? Well, when in doubt, trim it out.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Order in the court.
Have you ever been chased by the cops? This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Bob stole a car in Chicago and drove it out to the country. He was cruising down the highway when he noticed a couple of Illinois state troopers in hot pursuit. At first, Bob thought he was a goner. But then he remembered in the movies, when a crook crosses over the state line, the cops can't continue their pursuit. So Bob headed for the state line with a smile on his face. Is Bob right or wrong? Will the state troopers let Bob get away if he crosses over the state line? Stay tuned for the final verdict. So, will the cops stop at the state line? Yes, Bob was right. It's not true in every state, but it is true in Illinois. And that's the final verdict.